Right, right. All throughout Asia Minor. All throughout
Asia Minor. No, I know that.
All right, so
I
check it out. So check it out, right?
I'm just trying to get to the spirit part.
See, we get into the spirit part of it, but the people that's chosen is chosen according to the flesh, not according to the spirit. The people of God are according to the flesh, not the spirit. Only the people of God can have the spirit of Christ in them. You understand? And be chosen on that level because God chose them. So now, check that. Read Peter's verse, 1 Peter 1 and 1. Now, James said the 12 tribes were scattered abroad, right? Peter's going to say the same thing, but he called them strangers. Why did he call them strangers? Because they were strangers to the commonwealth of knowing they were 12 tribes. You understand? And he's going to give you the region where they were at. Read on.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Right. So now, Peter's saying the same thing, but he was calling them strangers. Why? Because they didn't know who they were. They didn't know, like most people today, according to the Bible, if I ask a so-called black man who's a black American, what's your nationality? He's probably going to tell me African-American, which is named after two white people, right? He's going to tell me he's a black man, which is a color when we're different shades of brown, you being a darker shade, me being a lighter shade, right? He's going to say, I'm a what? I'm a Baptist, which is a religion. He's going to give you everything except his nationality according to the Bible. Now, we just proved to you, according to the Bible, what your true nationality is. Because you said you were a Haitian, right? Your spirit bear witness that what? The Levites are the so-called Haitians of today. That's why we say so-called. Because that's what you're called, but that's not what God called you.
Right.
And you have to understand the reason why we don't celebrate or we don't honor anything about God anymore, because we discontinued our heritage and then we started following what? Religion. That's why we have all these signs out here showing if you're following any religion under that, under the sun over here, that's man-made. That's going to lead you to destruction.
Yeah.
If you're not Christmas, reading this Bible, all that is like here it is now, Halloween coming up, right? I can name about 12 or 13 churches that have now said, oh, it's not Halloween, it's the harvest festival. So, but still dress your kids in costumes and everything. We're going to have candy. Right. So, you know, the new moon was just the other day.
What's
Rosh Hashanah?
No, the month.
See, those months are, see them fake Jews right there? See, when you read the Bible, the only month that was named, and it goes back to the Hebrew now, because I know Hebrew, the only month that was named was Abib. That was our springtime. All the other months have numbers. These fake Jews right here.
What about the month that was mentioned in Esther?
What month? Who was celebrating that? That's why it tells you the 12th month, which is called this. Because why? What month is this in America?
This is October.
The 10th month of October, right?
But we're really in the 8th.
Right. And they even know it. Why? Because what does octo mean? 8. You see that? Mm-hmm. Octo means 8. But they're saying it's the 10th month. When you read the Bible, right? When you read in Esther, when they would say, oh, it's the 10th month of this called Sivan. The captivity they was living in was calling it by that name. We called it by the 10th month, the 12th day, or the first month, the 15th day. You understand?
Yeah, but I understand that. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm
so we didn't. So the 8th month was just the 8th month.
I understand. I don't follow the Roman calendar, right?
Right.
What I'm talking about is the Hebrew calendar.
Right.
And you said that it's only one month that was mentioned in the Bible.
With a number, with a name.
With
that's
a
big.
But there, in Esther, there was one month mentioned in there.
Right, I know the scripture you're talking about.
What's the name of that month?
The name of that, go to what's his name? You talking about Adar?
Yeah.
Adar, the 12th month of Adar, right.
So that's a month, month other than Bib.
No, that was a month, but that was the Persian's month. Because when you look on a Persian calendar, you're going to see the month of Adar.
That's not
a Hebrew month, that's a Persian month. See, like, because we were in captivity under the Persians. Because we were in captivity under the Persians, Like
I know,
how?
I know
like
how? Not even her Hebrew name.
Well, right, exactly. Like right, Hadassah. Exactly. Hadassah.
Yeah, right. There, you the
there you go.
Right.
Hadassah
right.
was her name. Right. But remember, again.
So I'm not lost out here.
Right now, I know you're not lost, sis. Okay. Because you know why? For you to be a woman, right, to come up and really say, listen, I don't want no beef. I don't want no smoke. I want to have an intellectual conversation.
Exactly.
That takes courage. What you're doing now, that takes courage. And not only that, you're not trying to come up here and teach. And I'm not saying that you can't have a say in the scriptures. You can't have a say. But you're not coming up here trying to think you're going to shut down our platform like 99.9% of the women do. You know, well, let me say about my God. First of all, you ain't got no God. You come up here on some. Let's talk wisdom, yeah. Knowledge, and understanding. And if we don't agree, we still brothers and sisters. Cause we know we still brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
It's just our people are separated by religion. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to remove out of the minds of our people. Religion. Because once they come off of religion, then they can fully put their trust in God.
Right.
That's why a lot of people they don't realize why it's so destitute in their lives. Why they're not happy in their lives. The reason why is simple. Because they forsook the laws of God. They forsook the faith and the grace of Christ. They want to make this Bible to be exclusive. When in all honesty, the Bible is only for the so-called black and Hispanic.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Ezekiel
46:1. Right.
About the new moon.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. Go ahead. Ezekiel 46:1.
Yeah. That's about the millennial kingdom? Or?
That's a future prophecy for the kingdom.
For the millennium.
No, it doesn't give a date. All that's showing is when the kingdom is established. That we still will be doing. See, right now, because Christ died, we don't have to do the sacrifices right now.
Absolutely.
Right? So, because he died.
Yeah.
That's showing in the kingdom that what? The Levites, which are you brothers, you brother, you're a Levite, will be doing the sacrifices again under Christ in the kingdom. So that's a future prophecy of the kingdom.
But when it talks about the gates of the inner courts,
right,
being open only on the Sabbath and on the new moon.
And why is that? Because the new moon is a day of worship.
Absolutely.
Just like the Sabbath
day. Like today.
Right. Exactly.
When the sun goes down, that's the end of
the Sabbath. Then you go sit. All right. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to get to the real questions.
No, listen.
I do have questions.
Right. No. We're here to answer.
The only person I have is the white man to ask.
Huh?
So now I see the white man.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm here. I got some questions.
Right.
So I'm just trying to understand.
Okay.
So the inner court gates.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that referring to the millennium kingdom?
No. Then no. It's just referring to the kingdom, not the millennium kingdom. Just in the kingdom, it's just showing in the prophecies that what this is what everybody's going to be doing in the kingdom. On the new moons and the Sabbath. Like, read that quick fast. Because I love it. One of my favorite scriptures I put on the new moon all the time. Read that scripture fast. Just to show, because right now, we're not doing the sacrifices.
No.
Because Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. When you read Hebrews, the 8th and the 9th chapters. That's why the blood of goats and bullocks is not worthy, because Christ died to bring us back to the Most High
right.
as a people.
Right.
Read on that. That's why we read Matthew 1:21, right?
Mm-hmm.
His people from their sins by what? By sacrificing his own life, by being the atonement, by being the Passover. That's what he did. Read on.
Well, who was Christ? Christ was God that manifested as man, right?
No, Christ was the only begotten Son of God.
So,
he wasn't God that manifested as man. See, understand something. God and Christ was back there together. When it said when Paul talks about Christ being the only begotten Son, begotten means taken from. Like, the Most High took part of his spirit and created his son. You understand what I'm saying? That's what begotten means. And then we are what? Begotten from Christ. Because when he shed his blood for us, his blood covers us. Now we come from Christ. But that's also the reason why now, once Christ shed his blood for us, we can only pray through Christ. You can only pray through Christ because now he is the mediator between the Most High and man. Back then, we had the laws of sacrifice to do. See, now when we get to the kingdom, we won't be able to break the laws because it'll be in our hearts and in our minds. So that's why the sacrifice will be reinstituted, because what? That part will be perfect again. You understand? So read that quick fast.
Ezekiel chapter 46:1. Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days.
And the reason why that is, because that's where every person's supposed to come to, give a sacrifice, and worship on that day. Then after you do your worshiping and your praying and giving the Most High's praise on that day, go about
you
your day.
About the Sabbath, or are you talking about the Sabbath?
It's the Sabbath and the new moon.
Yeah.
Right, on the Sabbath and the new moon. Read on.
But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened.
So 6 days that gate is closed.
Okay.
Only on the new moon and the Sabbath is going to be open for the purposes of worship. Read on.
And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering.
Right, and that prince that is talking about, you know who that prince is? That prince is Christ. That prince is Christ, because Christ throughout the Old Testament was referred to as David. Here in Ezekiel, he's referred to as the prince. You know why? Because they know the Messiah is coming, they just don't know his name yet. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they said, look, that's why the Old Testament, when he talked about and David their king, wherever he said and David their king, he's not talking about King David. He's talking about Christ, because Christ came out of who? The loins of David. That's what they're talking about. So the prince that is talking about, like in a couple of chapters in Ezekiel, a couple of chapters before, they said David was their prince. But now, is David going to be there? No. That's talking about Christ, because you're not going to have two kings out of the same line ruling. David's not going to rule under Christ. The only king that's coming out of the house of David is Christ, because he came through Joseph and Mary. He came through the seed of Joseph and Mary. There ain't no immaculate conception going on here, no. He was made by the seed of man. He's that prince. He's that prince that came out of David. So that's Christ when you read about it in the scripture. And even in the Hebrew, it tells you that. That it's talking about Christ. That's why it's important to understand and know Hebrew. Because I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going
to
be honest with you, right? Some of the things that you see, right, in the English, when you read in the Hebrew, it's something different. And the reason why that is, because it's called a stumbling block. Like John 3:16 is the biggest stumbling block on the planet. When they think, oh, God so loved the world, meaning God so loved everybody. Doesn't say that in the Hebrew. Not at all.
So you have the
Torah? The first 5 books of the Bible.
Not on me now. Well, you want to bring my Torah out next week? No. We can go toe for toe.
Someone send me, but
you know what? I got it on my phone though. Oh, my phone's right here recording, so I got it on my phone.
Are you recording? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just recording voice recording.
I was wondering how I can get those scriptures back.
Oh no, absolutely no. I'm recording, and you can take some flyers and information, and then we got a website, and I'm working on the website right now, and I'm putting up an audio part to where people, if you want, you can enjoy download. Right now, what I have up on the website right now, we got all our Sabbath service readings, because we have Sabbath classes Friday sundown, Friday night sundown. We have our Zoom Sabbath classes.
So the paper has all that information?
Yep, paper has all that information. We have our Zoom Sabbath classes. All you got to do is call that number, right? And in the future, I'm going to have it to where our Sabbath classes are going to be streamed right off our website. That's what I'm working on all right now, right? So we got the information up there, how to contact us by phone. Contact us by, call us up, leave a message. We'll get back to you. Or hit up the website, download the information. I'm setting up everything right now. I want it to where it'll be beneficial for you. But also, the reason why I say call is you want to call is simple. You want to call because I get your information, put you on our list to where we have our Zoom classes every Friday night and some other days during the week. Like, I'm supposed to be teaching class tonight, but a brother's teaching right now because this is what we do. Our job is to teach the people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, and especially if your spirit bears witness to righteousness, you should want to know more. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is this, right? Like I was saying, on the new moons and the Sabbath days, that's when your day of worship. The difference between the new moons and the Sabbath is the new moons is more celebratory. You can celebrate, you can cook, things like that. On the Sabbath, you can't cook.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing.
Worship, right?
I only worship. That's
what
it.
What we're doing right now.
Well, no, but it's a form of worship. When we come out here to prophesy,
yeah,
see,
too.
When we come out here to prophesy, that's a form of worship because we're defending Christ. We defend Christ from false doctrines, from false teachers, and we wake our people up, like yourselves, who have knowledge and you want more knowledge. This is why we're out here. This is why I'm not at home. I don't even play video games, so I can't say that. Not chilling watching TV. This is the only thing. I've been doing this for the last 30 years. The last 30 years, the last hundreds of Sabbaths, all I've been doing is this. It's nothing like
here, in the same place?
No, not in the same place.
How many Saturdays have you been out here?
For the past, we've been out here since the summertime. Actually, our first church was out here from the 90s, right? And we were based downtown Newark. We were based downtown Newark. Now, we just started coming back. We used to teach right here before this bank was even here. I forgot it was a store here, then it condemned it. There was like this fence there for a while. So we was over there for years. Then we just stopped teaching out here because it just started to get different. You know what I'm saying? We just started coming back out here just in the summertime, right? And we've been out here ever since because why? Unlike before, to where we didn't get a great reception. And if you don't get a great reception, you kind of shake the dust and you move to another location. But ever since the summertime, because we've been talking for the last year, like, yo, we got to go to Orange. What happened? Now we're coming to Orange. Everybody's like, yo.
I'm not texting. I'm just trying to.
Oh, no problem, sis. No problem, sis.
16 years old, what she said.
Needed. So y'all brothers are needed out here. So every time we come out now, the people are like, yo, it's good that y'all are out here now because, yo, y'all are needed out here. Because unlike some religious Israelite organizations, we love our people. And we're not saying they don't. But I'm going to give you, if we're going to dialogue, we're going to dialogue. And let's dialogue.
I'm not going to be blind and deceive.
Right, exactly. And see, that's the thing. Some men get frustrated because they don't know when to say, yo, I don't know, sis, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I got a question about time. So I've seen the Islam in AD, but I'm trying to understand the timeline.
Oh, yeah?
A couple days ago.
Says religion, that's good. That's good.
The only reason why I'm here
uh-huh.
now because
how far back is that like?
610 AD. And it's back from AD is after Christ's death, right? Right. So 610
of October.
Right.
So 610 AD, right?
The numbers, the 7th of October.
Yeah.
610 AD, right?
Right.
Is when Christ. Today to out
I'm sorry.
It's
when Islam was formed and everything like that. You understand what I'm saying?
A couple days ago, about the same thing that you have.
BC is before Christ, or they call it before Common Era now, because
right.
they don't want to have anything to do with Christ. So they say before Common Era now, BCE. That's what they say now, right? So now, but it's actually before Christ. Once Christ came on the scene.
That's what
time started
saying.
Counting up.
I get the that what that was saying, but what he was saying was the reason
so
it does matter
you figure
is because
you subtract.
You gotta understand what this thing is really about. It's not so much about skin color.
That's how many years
it's about
a little under
heritage.
1500 years has Islam been around.
Who was
oh,
what?
So I know
that's what
I'm
it means.
From.
That's how you
right.
do
it. What you're saying is that's according to this, I will be from the tribe of Benjamin.
Absolutely.
I am Trinidad.
And
absolutely.
And the
there
reason
you go,
he's saying the skin color thing is because if it now, didn't matter, why would they whitewash the image?
Now, how do we know you from the tribe of Benjamin, right? You know how we know you from the tribe of Benjamin?
Uh-huh.
Go to Deuteronomy. See, we showed him his tribe. Now we're going to show you your tribe.
Okay.
All right?
Deuteronomy what?
And Deuteronomy 40, I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 33, but Genesis 49. Go back to Genesis 49.
And when we talk about West Indian descent, Guyanese,
right,
from South
right,
Africa
right.
will be considered
as so,
right, right,
Genesis
yes,
49,
yes, yes, yes,
Deuteronomy 33,
they
right, right.
Huh?
They are from the South
America. No. One of my close friends from Guyana, them included too. See, okay. Understand about how a lot of the Guyanese got there, though. A lot of Guyanese got there, because they're South America, technically, right? But they're like, they don't speak Spanish or Portuguese. You notice that, right? A lot of them migrated there and stayed there during the time of the building of the Panama Canal. During that time period. You understand what I'm saying? Like my mother's friend, who she dealt with for years, he was from Panama. But he always told me, like, yeah, I'm Jamaican. Like, I'm from, like, my forefathers are from Jamaica. I'm like, well, how you speak? But he explained it. Like, yo, the lighter tribes, which were the true natives of, like, those areas of the Indian descent, he was like, we learned Spanish from them. You understand? That's why you have like a lot of people, a lot of dark-skinned Panamanians, they're actually Benjamin. It's just, if you know the history of the building of the Panama Canal, a lot of people from the islands went over there because that's where the money was. They started building and they just lived there. That's why you see some people that are from Panama or from all them islands that they have like the the slick hair, like look like Indianish, but then you have some that had the Negro features.
Yeah.
Right? They're the same people. We're the same people. It's just they stayed over there after they migrated, the canal was done, they just lived over there. So a lot of people from Guyana, that's how the migration came about. You understand? And they just dwelt there and they lived there. That's why, if you notice in Guyana, they don't speak Spanish like the other ones do, because they more or less commune to themselves, so to speak. The ones that stayed and dwelt in like that Panama region, from Panama, from going to South America to North America, that's why those Benjamites speak Spanish, because they just got so embraced in all the cultures that were around there and everything. So
No.
They're Israel. They're our people. They're Benjamites. They're Benjamites, right? But see, again, I didn't say Spaniards, I said Spanish. The Spaniards was the slave masters, Spaniards and the conquistadors. You understand? And the Portuguese. They were the ones, the Spaniards, the conquistadors, and the Portuguese, they're the ones that basically had South America. Guyana, them Benjamites over there, they really couldn't get it. They couldn't enslave that them people over there. And the reason why is because they were going back and forth doing the work. They were the laborers or whatever the case may be. So that's what I'm trying to say in that sense. So go to Genesis, the 49th chapter, right? And I'm going to show you where I want you to go, right? Genesis, the 49th chapter, and I want you to read. Genesis, the 49th chapter, and I want you to read where it talks about Benjamin. So you can understand where it talks about Benjamin. I can't even, you got a small Bible, huh?
Yeah.
Where's your Benjamin at?
All right, give me a bigger one too.
You know, I'm blind. I've been doing this for too long, man. Where's that Benjamin at? I'm looking for it right now. It is right.
I see silo coming. Because
she was telling me that we're supposed to be wearing fringes on the silo.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're supposed to be wearing fringes all the time. But listen, the scriptures tell you, run your heart, not your garment, too.
That's what I told her.
You understand? Because listen, I know some brothers that wear fringes, and they're wicked.
Exactly. That's what I told her.
You understand?
And I know you have people that keeping up the silo.
Right, exactly.
And they still wicked, too. So,
this is the verse?
Deuteronomy 33, that's where it's at. Yeah, according to, see, wearing fringes was a punishment for us. Deuteronomy 33, that's where it's at.
We'll look into the 12 tribes.
It's Levi. I want you to look into that.
Yeah,
I want you to look into that, all right?
It's Benjamin.
So have a blessed day. So give me Benjamin, right? So we're going to show you. We showed him what he was, the Levites, the Haitians, who are Moses, Aaron, those people. Now we're going to give you a little bit of Benjamite history.
Okay, thank
all right?
you.
Give me that.
It says, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 12. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him.
The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. Read on.
And the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders.
Right. And how does the Lord cover the Benjamites all the day long between his shoulders? From the heavens and the sky to the earth. What is there all throughout the islands of what? The islands of Trinidad, Tobago. It's beautiful land. You're in a safe haven in that area. All those areas in a safe haven, and you're between the shoulders of the Most High in safety. You understand? And that's if you notice the history of those islands, there was always revolts here and there, 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 to where here it is, the British or the English. Like, that's why you have some islands, for example, the British took it over for a while. Then all of a sudden, the Dutch have it. But it always started like that because of the revolting of the people. Then the British would back out. The Dutch would try to come in and do this. And then, boom, what would happen? The Dutch had to back out because the people would just revolt. Because y'all were in a place of safety, really. The Most High kept y'all protected to a high degree by y'all being in those secluded areas like that, right? Read on.
And of Joseph, he said.
Oh, go back to Deuteronomy 49, because I know where it's at. Genesis 49, right? So now, Genesis 49, verse, I'm going to tell you where it's at. Why can't I see this Bible? A howling wolf. That's what I'm looking for.
Benjamin is like a howling. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Benjamin.
I can't see.
Genesis 49 and 27. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf in the morning.
Benjamin shall raven as a wolf in the morning, right? A wolf is one that is not, what does a wolf do? A wolf, when he's, first of all, he runs in packs. Benjamin runs in packs. Let me say one thing I tell you about Benjamin, right? Because I grew up in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, Crown Heights area, where the Benjamite culture is prevalent. So me personally, I know, like everybody, black Americans, we think all Benjamites from Jamaica. But based off how you speak in your accent and the way you dress, I can tell if you're from Trinidad, Tobago, St. Lucia. Because to me, all your accents are different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I understand the culture. Like I said, I grew up around a Labor Day parade. A lot of my friends that they don't have an accent from the islands because they're born American. But when you go to their parents' house, like, yo, your name is Fitzpatrick. I didn't know that. Why we call you Mike? You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the Benjamite culture. All of y'all stick together no matter what island y'all are from. When y'all come here, y'all all stick together. I give you that, and yet because that's just what it is. As a tribe, y'all stick together. Read on. So since Benjamin is like a ravenous wolf. Over there, that's why it was so many uprisings. Like over here. The thing over in Crown Heights with the Gavin Cato, I think it was. The Crown Heights riots, that was Benjamin over there. Benjamin went to war. Benjamin are warriors. They're like ravenous wolves. They're not backing down. That's a fact. Read on.
In the morning, he shall devour the prey.
Right.
And at night, he shall divide the spoil.
Read on.
All these are...
I'm sorry. We're 12 again. We read it from the top.
Benjamin shall raven as a wolf.
Right. So when you raven as a wolf, what does a wolf do? How, right? A wolf... Wow! Oh! How do Benjamites howl? How do y'all howl? Through your music. Do not the greatest songs about the children of Israel, it don't come from Judah. Desmond Dekker, oh, the Israelites. Yeah. Even Bob Marley, although.
Burning Spear.
But right, Burning Spear, the Wailers, you know. I mean, you can go on and on. Even Bob Marley, although he's not a Benjamite because his father was white, he made some great music. Although he got credit for a lot of the stuff that he didn't write. Because Bunny Wailer.
Oh yeah, we know.
Bunny Wailer. Wrote, let me tell you something.
He
see,
was the real star.
He was the real star.
But he didn't get to be in the front.
He didn't have that color. He didn't have to, right. He wasn't. There you, Bunny Wailer. Let me tell you, I tell people all the time, Bob Marley's not Bob Marley without the Wailers. You out your mind. And Bunny Wailer, see, again, I grew up in Crown Heights, so I understand the music, I understand the culture. You know what I'm saying? The Benjamite culture, because it's my culture too, although I'm a Judite. But it's still my culture because this is what we do. Bunny Wailer and the Wailers was a bad band, one of my favorite bands. And he didn't get the credit that was supposed to be given to him. But like you said, he wasn't that face. He wasn't that face. All them songs we know were penned by who? Bunny Wailer. Majority of them songs that was sung by Bob Marley, Bunny Wailer. But one of the greatest songs that was sung by the rivers of Babylon, Psalms 137, right? So that's how, when you're like a ravening wolf, howling wolf.
Says Michael on YouTube, he have a song that he talk about his foot was, his hair was white like wool.
Exactly, right, exactly. Yeah. Then what, you know, who else?
Well, the rest let me correct myself. They believe in Rastafarian.
Right, but you know what?
The 12 tribes, according to them, is 12 months. Right,
right.
And I was born in January. So according to them, I would be from the tribe, but not telling.
Right.
Which is not correct.
No, which is not correct.
According to what you're telling.
No, because what the Bible's telling you. Because Naphtali are the indigenous people of Argentina and Chile. And again, the clues and characteristics are here. Like Gad, right? Gad are the Seminole Indians. I'm sorry. Gad are the North American Indians, rather. Gad are the North American Indians. Simeon. Reuben are the Seminole Indians, right?
Does it say that in the scriptures that the clues are the characteristics?
Oh yeah. Let me give you some clues and characteristics of Gad, right? And Simeon. Of Gad and Reuben.
He was talking about Benjamin.
Okay, no. So that was it on Benjamin. But then also it talks about in the scriptures how what they were. They were good at throwing rocks. Benjamin is kind of good at throwing rocks. When they was fighting the French and the Dutch and trying to be redeemed of them lands, they didn't have weapons. What was they throwing? rocks, had spears. You understand? They was doing it in the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? So it gave you certain clues and characteristics, you understand, about where we would be in the last days. It's not going to tell you straight up the Benjamites are you people. Why? Because these lands weren't even explored when our forefathers were seeing these visions. Yeah. When Jacob is talking about what he's talking about, he's the Most High showed him a vision. That's why read 40, Genesis 49 and 1 to show you what Jacob said.
Genesis 49 and 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together.
So he called unto his sons, right? And these are his 12 sons. It's not even their children, but he's telling them, listen, this is what's going to happen to you in the future. Because like the Most High promised us, we will be a great and mighty nation multiplied by the sands of the sea. It was told to Abraham, it was told to Isaac, it was told to Jacob. So now Jacob is telling his sons, yo, gather yourselves together. This is what's going to happen. Read on.
That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
That which befall you in when?
The last days.
We're living in the last days right now. So remember, during that time is the beginning of our nation. He said, listen, this is what's going to befall you. Now, they understood it wasn't talking about them as individuals, but who? Their children and their children's children, their descendants. Why? Because Jacob is the father of the promise, but Israel's the father of the promise, but the children were the ones that we're going to bring forth the different tribes. That's why he's letting them know, this is what's going to happen to your children in the last days. When did the last days begin? The day Christ died. The day Christ died was the beginning of the last days. How do we know that? Go to, hold us and go to Hebrews, the first chapter.
So the covenants, the
Davidic
covenant, and the Abrahamic covenant, all those
covenants. Right.
They were not broken.
Nope.
And the generation, the children.
The children, right, exactly.
Are the ones.
Who reap the benefits. See, Dave, that's
why we... How do I know what covenant I would have?
No, see, the covenant that was made by Abraham, the Most High in Abraham, that was made to Abraham, right? Now, it was written into our laws. We have to be circumcised. That's the covenant of circumcision. So that's why all males of our nation must be circumcised. But now, if a man's not circumcised in this day and age, we ain't going crazy because there's grace involved. That's why Paul talked about, listen, why are you worried about, like how we discussed fringes, right? Here it is, you got people that wear fringes, and I know they're adulterous. But they're wearing fringes, they got 20 million garments on, but they're adulterous, or they're whoremongers,
yeah.
Right? That's what Paul was talking about. Circumcision profit is nothing if you don't follow the law. So here it is, you can have a man that's circumcised, right? He's circumcised the whole nine yards, and he's wicked as hell. So you can have a man circumcised in his flesh that's wicked as hell, but then a man comes in, he's uncircumcised, right? But he's following the law. He's keeping Christ. Who am I going to get on? The man is circumcised in the flesh, not following the law, or the man is uncircumcised in the flesh, following the law? I'm going to get on the one that's circumcised in the flesh, but not following the law.
So, but what I want to ask
yes.
is, I apologize.
No, go ahead, sis.
The covenant, right?
Right.
Are we connected to all, are we like a part of all of the covenant?
Absolutely, Abraham, because it was given to our forefathers. David. Yep. Okay. Everything, see, the covenant of David wasn't really a covenant. The covenant of David was just a prophecy showing that Christ was coming out of his loins. That's what that is. When they say the Davidic covenant, that's just the prophecy that Christ will come out of his loins and Christ's king and David's kingdom will rule forever. How is David?
Psalm 68,
right?
He was talking about that covenant in Psalm
68
with David.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it was a covenant.
But right. But it pertained to what? Keeping the laws and Christ coming out of his loins. And remember, that what you talk, go to Psalm 68. Let's go over.
And he talk about, I will keep down your clothes.
Right, exactly. Under who?
Your faith.
Under who? Christ.
Right.
When Christ comes back, and boy, when he comes back, America and this whole earth is going to be dismantled in 1 hour. 1 hour is all it's going to take.
Hey, I could be here all day because I have a lot
of... Oh, good. We could be here all day, too. We have no lives here in this world. Good. We have... Listen. We have no lives in this world. We could be here all day, too. So, I'm going to be honest with you. I know they'll vouch for me because I know they're the same mind frame. I don't know what it's like to...
We don't celebrate that, sis. He's the devil. The white Jesus is the devil. Ain't no such thing as white Jesus. Neither do we. Blessed is he that readeth. Come read the sign. See, and that's what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. See, you assume we follow the white Jesus, right? See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. But see, you got a lot to say, but you too intimidated just to come look. And she was so, we give people, we make the people think. But this is what we're talking about the average black woman. And then they wonder why sometimes I got to snap their head off. And I don't like to do it, but I'm going to do it. Because I'm going to snap a brother head up the same way. But few were chosen. And that's why we don't stress it. That's why we don't stress it. You know, like we tell her, see you in the kingdom as a newborn baby. That's all I can tell you. You know, but back to, because that all that was Satan. I take pleasure and joy. Like, I'm 51 years old, right? I've been following Christ since I was 21. This month, actually, November, well, a couple of days. My daughter was born in 2 weeks. It's when I came into the faith. 30 years ago, I was a young man who was crazy at 21 years old. And I found the Bible. I've been out on these streets teaching throughout this country for 31 years. So I've been doing this. Like, there's nothing else better that I would love doing to entertain questions with our people. Why? Because that's our job. That's how we inherit and get our names written in the book of life. So all your questions, we definitely can answer. It's no issue with us because we got no lives in this world. I truly
saved,
don't.
I got saved in April.
Really?
By an evangelist.
Right.
Actually, on, well, I don't know how to say
Easter, 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 Easter,
all that.
Right, right.
Now I know the truth.
Right.
You know.
Well, let me tell you something.
When I got saved in the church, and I still go to church.
Right.
I started, you know, going to the church.
Right.
Like before I was not going.
Right. Exactly.
But the evangelist got saved, and my family, my household.
Well, let me say this: no man can save you.
Well, through Christ.
No man can. No man can save you through Christ. Listen to what I'm saying. No man can save you through Christ. You can only save yourself. Give me Matthew, the 24th chapter. I'm going to just show you. No, man.
So
look, I can come at you right now.
Why did the angels went to Cornelius and tell Cornelius to go to Simeon Peter to have him come back there to his house?
Right.
To help with what?
Right. Oh, easy.
To help him get saved?
No.
What was going on there?
To help what? What was Cornelius' purpose? And who was Cornelius? What was his nationality?
He was Italian.
Yeah. A Roman, right? Good. Glad you know that. He was a Roman. Now, his purpose was to do what? Get this gospel spread. If Cornelius doesn't do what he does, this Bible doesn't exist today. So they had to be given a chance for salvation. Why? So when Christ comes back, no other nation, no nation on this planet can say they didn't have a chance. When you look it up, right? The Egyptians were in charge, right, under Moses. Did not Pharaoh have a chance to repent?
Yeah, he had.
Did he repent? Did he repent? He had 10 chances. And along the way, all 10 of his gods were destroyed. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to repent. So what did the Most High do? Poof.
Yep.
Assyrians came to power. They had a chance to repent. They repented. But then guess what? After that, they went back to their ways, destroyed. Babylonians came under Nebuchadnezzar. Was not Daniel one of his top advisors tell him, like, yo, you got to do this, do that? Under Nebuchadnezzar and his son Belshazzar, did they repent? No. Who destroyed them? Persian and Medes. What's going on, brother? Who destroyed? Persian and Medes had a chance, right?
What's going
we
on?
We good, brother. We good. Persian and Medes had a chance to repent, right? Did they? For a time they did. Cyrus was okay, because Cyrus is called the anointed of the Most High. The Most High said, Cyrus is my anointed. And still destroyed them.
Cyrus.
Did he not say, Cyrus is my anointed?
And he opened the two gates.
Right, and check this out. We was freed under King Ahasuerus, Xerxes. King Xerxes was the one, Esther's husband was the one that freed us. That's why Hadassah was prevalent, because we were released under that rule, under that Xerxes. But there was many Xerxes, not the one you see on 300, the freakazoid looking one. That was his fictitious.
You understand? That was all fictional. You know the movie 300?
Yeah.
You know, they just took history and weirded it out. They creeped it out, right? So now, the Greeks came into power, took them over. Greeks had a chance. What happened? Didn't repent. Didn't repent. Who came and took the Greeks over? The Romans. So now, the Romans, when you read in Daniels, right? When you read the four beasts, they are that last beast. They are that last beast. The beginning of the Roman Empire, when you read in Ezekiel, the second, I think it's like the second or third chapter, it talks about the kingdom in the latter times being part iron and part clay. Under the Roman Caesars, it was iron. Though in that time it was iron. What the purpose of Quirinius was to do what? Because they were such a pagan nation, if y'all gonna rule, y'all gotta accept Christ. That's why Paul's mission was to not only teach Israel in the Gentile mind state, but to teach the actual Gentiles. And for a while they started to, yeah, okay, we believe this. But he came back and said, yo, don't boast against the branches. Because why? Once a lot of these white Romans were being converted, they would see our people who were still living in that Greekish customs and be like, y'all ain't nothing. Yeah. Paul said, don't boast against the branches because they can be naturally grafted back in. And in the end, all Israel is going to be saved because you're a wild olive tree. Now, that's why I said, leading all the way up to today, we're still in the Roman Empire because from out of that fourth beast came what? The seven heads, the 10 horns, right? And then out of that, a last one, which was what? That little horn, which represents America. When you read in the Apocrypha, it talks about the 12 feathers and two contrary feathers. Who were the two contrary feathers in this day that came at the latter part? America. How do we know?
This Apocrypha, it's how credible it is.
Oh, it's really credible.
Because I heard anything out of the Bible, it's not, you can't go.
This is a part of the Bible. Oh, authorized King James Version. You didn't know that this was a part of the Bible at one time? Yeah.
No, because in the Bible study that I attended,
right,
the evangelists or something, anything like that,
we
even talk about
that. Right. I'm going to tell you why.
About the book of Enoch.
Right.
Because
we don't talk about Enoch. Huh? We don't talk about the book of Enoch. That's demonic. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. Sorry. That's what he was saying.
Right.
Like, was saying these books.
Okay. Watch this. Watch this. This should show you, right? Go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, and I got to go to my precepts because that's old right there.
I think I know what you're talking about.
46 was looking put in the book, right?
But seen the same verse in the Bible.
Right. Right.
The Apocrypha was once in the middle of the Bible. And like you could buy a Bible with the Apocrypha in it. It's just, you know how they say the Bible.
I have one with the Apocrypha.
You know the Bible.
So go to Jeremiah. Books, right? Go to Jeremiah 36 verse 32. I'm going to show you this is part of the Bible. Right? 36 and 32. Yeah. Jeremiah 36 verse 32. And I want you to open this up for me. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 32. Take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations.
36 and 32. 36 and 32. No, you're 35.
Oh, 32.
Yeah, 36 and 32. No, that's 36. Yeah, you go, bro. Hey, man, I'm right. You're 35. Come on, bro. Give me that.
Nah, I said 36. I just was on verse 2.
No, 32. 32. It's a lot. I want you to
look at
the front of
it.
Look at the front of it.
36 verse 32. Then took
Where you know how you got in the New Testament, Old Testament, those pages? Look, turn the page all the way to the beginning.
To the table of contents?
Table of contents. There you go. I want you to turn the table of contents, right? Just to show you what we're talking about. Read on.
Jeremiah 36 verse 32. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch.
Who?
Baruch.
Look at that. Look up there. Read on.
The scribe, the son of Neriah.
Right.
Who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire.
Right. So where do you think that book is found? The book of Baruch, right there. Right?
This is the book that generated.
Apocrypha, right. Apocrypha is a Greek word meaning hidden books or taken apart. Now, go to Jeremiah. Let me see the Apocrypha book fast, right? Because I'm going to show you what Jeremiah was talking about.
Go to Baruch. I'm going to go to Baruch to show you what he was talking about. Go to the book of Baruch.
The Epistle of Jeremiah. It's Baruch 6th chapter. All that. Okay, you got it? Yeah. To show you that was actually a part of the Bible. Because you have the missing books of Esther in here.
Except Baruch 6.
Baruch 6th chapter.
And the reason why it's missing is because it was thrown in the fire?
No. Later on in years, Ezra recovered it. Ezra recovered everything because what did he do? He orated the word. See, the books of Ezra, 1st and 2nd Ezra, that were taken out are in here. Right? The books of 1st and 2nd Ezra that are taken out are in here.
So you want to read right here?
Give me that. Jeremiah the 6th chapter. Read what it says at the top.
The epistle of Jeremy.
Who is Jeremy? Jeremiah. She showed quick fast. The epistle of Jeremy. So it was taken out.
6 and 1.
Look up top. What does that say? The epistle of Jeremy. That's why it says King Authorized King James Version.
Now, King James was just that king that allowed this to be translated in English.
He authorized it, right? Yeah. He authorized it. But see, understand something. There were many Bibles back then. You had the Geneva Bible, right? You had this Bible. There's several Bibles. The Germans had a Bible. He took all those, and you had the Latin Vulgate. He took all those Bibles.
The Catholic, right?
But which is the Latin Vulgate, because the Catholics read Latin, right? So, he took all those Bibles. All those Bibles he took had 52 translators, right? Every one of them spoke at least 5 languages. He had a certain amount for the Old Testament, a certain amount for the New Testament, and 5 for this book right here, the Apocrypha. Why? Because King James was a Protestant. And although he was a Protestant and they didn't believe in the Apocrypha, because he wanted at the time a Bible that was not biased towards any other person's belief, that's the reason why you have the King James Version. Because if you read any of those older Bibles in their footnotes, all they're doing is taking shots at other religions. So the Lutherans or the Protestants will take shots at the Catholic. Who wants? You just want the word of God. I don't want your personal opinion.
Yeah.
King James didn't give his opinion, and he was a Protestant. They didn't believe in the Bible, but he was like, that book has to be in there. I have 3 Bibles with the Apocrypha in it. Now, when you go through the history of it, right? Read on, just to show you that Baruch was talking about Jeremiah and how we were, because during that time of Jeremiah, we were about to go into captivity. Under who? The Babylonians. The temple was about to be burnt and our records were about to be destroyed. We didn't come out of that captivity for 70 years plus. We spent 70 years in Babylon. The Persians took them over. Then Cyrus came. He kept his word. They written in the Persian Chronicles. Things happened, and during the time period of Esther is when we were free. Right after Purim, then we were free. That's how that all went down under King Xerxes, which is also known as Ahasuerus. Because you'll see Xerxes in the Apocrypha, because that's translated from the Greek. It'll say Ahasuerus, which is translated from the Hebrew. Right. So there you go. Read on.
From the top?
Yeah.
The book of Baruch, chapter 6, a copy of an epistle which Jeremy sent.
Who's Jeremy? Jeremiah. Right? Read on. So it's a copy of an epistle that Jeremy sent. And where did he write it at? He said, write it in a book. Read on.
Unto them which were to be led captives.
Who was to be led captives? We were. We were to be led to the Babylonian captivity. We were about to go into Babylonian captivity. So this is what the letter states, because the king tried to throw in the fire. Jeremiah's like, no, Baruch, put it in a book, and then you got to tell the peoples. Why? Because they're about to do some hardcore time. But the Most High is warning us on what it is. Read on.
Babylon, a copy of the epistle which Jeremy sent to them, which were to be led captives into Babylon by the king of the Babylonians.
Right. Who was the king of the Babylonians? Nebuchadnezzar. Read on.
To certify them as it was commanded him of God.
So God is the one that commanded it. So although the king tried to get rid of it,
the Most High commanded it. Jeremiah told Baruch, you do this. Now Baruch's going to read it. And this is what it says. Read on.
Because of the sins which ye have committed before God.
The same reason why we're in this captivity today. Because of what? The sins we have committed before God. Read on.
Ye shall be led away captives into Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylonians.
Read on.
So when ye become unto Babylon, ye shall remain there many years and for a long season, namely 7 generations.
Now, a generation is 10 years, right? In this sense, a generation is 10 years. Why? Like how you know you watch MTV, oh, music of the 80s, music of the 90s. Right. Because they know every generation, things start to change. It's not talking about like your family generations. It's just talking about generations when it comes to like that culture thing. So this 7 generations talking about right here is 70 years. That's what it's talking about.
And after that, I will bring you away peaceably from thence.
And we came out of Babylon, but then we were scattered all throughout the Persian Empire. Again, we've always been scattered all throughout because that was one of the curses that we broke the laws of God, that we will be scattered throughout. That's why here now we're in the Americas, North, Central, and South America. Back when we was over there, we were scattered throughout the known parts of Asia Minor. Here, that's why we say the bulk of our people are in the Americas. You still have a remnant that went back to Africa. We know that. You still have remnants that are scattered all throughout the earth. But the bulk of our people are coming here. Like, all the people that are coming up from South America, majority of them aren't even Issaquah. They're not even Mexicans. A majority of them are what? The Brazilians, the Bolivians. Why? Because people don't even know that in Argentina right now, there's a civil war going on. And that's why they're fleeing up to the Americas. They're going through different countries, risking their lives, because they got to get out of their country, all the way up to Mexico. So that's what they're doing. So
just all of this is what
right, exactly. So now, because Baruch was Jeremiah's scribe, but also Baruch was a prophet. That's why he has his book. When you also look right in here, the first book of Ezra. Who do you think that is? Ezra in the Bible. This is Ezra in the Bible. This prophet right here, Ezra is my favorite prophet of all time, by the way. The Most High showed him more things than anybody. Ezra, no, this is Ezra.
I know, you know we show right. him.
He don't show them more than everybody put together. All the prophets put together, he showed Ezra more. And the reason why is because this. Ezra, before he left, remember the records were burnt. Ezra was told to drink something, and he spoke the word, and the scribes wrote it down. That's how they recompiled the laws again. That's found in this book. That's all found in here, right? Ezra also didn't see death. Ezra was taken up like a few people in the world. Enoch was taken up. Elijah was taken up, didn't see death, right? And of course, we know Christ died, went to the Most High, came back 3 days later, then took his body, which that was something different. He was just doing, you know what I'm saying?
Doing extra.
He just showing off with that. But no, Elijah was taken up in a chariot where he didn't see death. Enoch was taken up in a chariot too. He didn't see death. Ezra was taken up in a chariot and he didn't come back to this earth anymore.
All right, so let me ask
you understand? That's why that's important to know this book. But not only that, the book of the Maccabees, but make sure it's the King James Version.
Absolutely.
Now, also, now we know history, right? History, right? You have the New Testament, right? And the New Testament, we know in the New Testament when you read what nations in power. The Romans, correct? Who ruled before the Romans? The Greeks. That's why it's important for you to get this book, because the book of Maccabees is that 200 to 300 year period to where you had Levites who were Haitians that were kicking the white man's ass. The Hasmonean dynasty, the Maccabees. Under Mattathias Maccabee and his sons and their descendants, they helped bring down the Greek Empire, big time. Starting in about 165 BC. They brought terror to the Greek Empire, right? Those men, when you see the book of Maccabees, That's the history that's missing between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Even the book of Ezra, he prophesied, when you read first and second Ezra, he prophesied about Christ coming back, making his second return. All the prophets. That's why, see, your pastor, or the person who professes to be a pastor, that's what he calls himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference because Paul is an evangelist.
Right.
Well, that evangelist, right? He told you that because he truly errs not knowing the word of God. That is the only book that I tell people, because this is a part of the Bible. Let me see if I got mine on me. I might not have it on me. Normally I bring it out here. I have three Bibles with the Apocrypha in it. Let me see if I bought it today.
And you went to theology.
Yeah, that's the problem. And I'm gonna tell you why that's a big problem, right? Because the Catholics, theologian schools, ran by the Catholics. So all these religions, because you understand something, the main, all these religions on the sign, Islam came from the Catholic Church. Islam was founded by the Catholic Church. All these religions were founded, or some of these people at one point in time were Catholics. So now, when you go to theologian schools, who runs the theologian institutions? The Jesuits. Who are who? Catholics. Catholics. See, when you start dealing with the Bible as it is written,
Jesus Christ, these are the...
We're free men and women in Christ. The one, according to the Bible, the one on the right side, the one on the right side, that one is. That's why we got the scriptures there. Yeah, the black man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, sister. Absolutely.
Give her a flyer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what tribe would she...
Well, it depends on who her forefather is, because we got a lot of our people in Nigeria, too, that are scattered. Like I said, the remnant that are scattered throughout. Because why? We had some of our people scattered over there.
Can you take a flyer?
Take a flyer. Give her a flyer.
The church blind.
Yeah.
Okay, they're leading us astray.
They're leading big time.
Which church do you go to?
I go to actually a Nigerian church. Okay, and they're celebrating Christmas and all these man-made holidays. That's not in the Bible. That's
right.
In the Bible that tells us.
Christ was not born on December 25th. Yeah. A man by the name of Nimrod was.
And Easter is a fertility.
Right. Fertility. One. Right. That's why
so
bunnies.
I'm not gonna take this because I'm a Catholic. So that's.
You're a Catholic.
You're a Catholic. That's even worse. The priest pedophile little children. Woo! Oh my goodness. Pedophilia runs rampant in the Catholic Church. They run rampant in the Catholic Church.
It's all over the news.
The priests love little boys in the Catholic Church.
She got about here quick.
Don't shoot the messenger. Let's deal with the facts. The priest said, "Ain't no joy but a little butt boy." Right? That's what they say. They got a lot of joy. Ain't no joy but a little butt boy. All right, they're the worst ones. In the Catholic Church, they used to impregnate the nuns, had them abort the babies, and throw the babies. And I forgot what the name they called them. But that's it in the Catholic Church, and they're raping the little boys. The Vatican is witchcraft. Witchcraft goes into the Vatican. Well, what do you think the Pope's hat is? The top of his hat is they got a fish god. The top of his hat. You ever seen the top of his hat, the mouth opening?
Yeah.
Looks like a fish. Going back into what? The worshiping of Dagon, a fish god. It's nothing but idolatry that goes on the Catholic Church.
The Starbucks cup.
Right.
The Medusa hat.
You know what? This mermaid.
Spirits.
You know what that mermaid goes back to? Ceramicus. The mermaid goes back to Ceramicus. It goes back to Ceramicus. Ceramicus, who was what? Ishtar, who was what? The Statue of Liberty, who was what? The Starbucks logo, who was what? Oh, you know the Paramount Pictures, the woman with the all-seeing light? She is who? Nimrod's mother. She used to be the wife of Cush. Cush died, Nimrod married his mother, then she had Tammuz. Yeah.
Cush died.
Absolutely.
So all this
Catholic Rock. Church. Oh. Absolutely. Because they're Catholics.
Not everybody.
They're Catholics.
So these African spirituality, like
Catholics? Yeah, absolutely.
That have shrines?
Absolutely. Idol worshipers and everything. The idol worshipers.
Yeah, it came from Rome.
Right, exactly. All that came from Rome.
But they saying that they were there before Christ came.
Who was there before Christ came?
The Africans.
No.
That they were doing all this before Christ came.
And see, Christ was never doing it, wives. See, the beginning was the Word. Let's start there. Yeah. So in the beginning was the Word. So the thing about it is this. You can't date. If you can date your God, if you can date your God, then he's not a God.